USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to take some action against criminal groups making ransomware attacks from Russian soil in a phone call on Friday. With the recent increase in high-profile cyber attacks, the U.S. needs to do a better job of playing defense, according to former State Department advisor Morgan Wright. He tells Fox News that it remains to be seen if the U.S. will have the political will to try to go after criminals in other countries.
It's more than just technical. We've got to improve the targeting by our CIA, by our intelligence services, to find out who else is behind this. Nobody operates in Russia like this without at least the implicit approval of the Russian Federation. So targeting, we know who these folks are. I was in law enforcement. I used to actually train the FBI on internet investigations. They know who these folks are. The question is, do we have the political will to now start taking out criminal organizations in another country?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The CDC issued new guidance on Friday encouraging schools to return to in-class instruction while trying to get as many kids vaccinated against COVID as possible. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University and tells Fox News that he agrees with the CDC's recommendation that kids return to classrooms in the fall with some precautions.
Well, look, I think that the CDC made it pretty clear in their new revised guidance that even if they cannot meet the recommended guidance, they should still meet in person anyway. This is the first time the CDC issued strong language saying that there were actually harms. They acknowledged the risks of not meeting in person. So we can take certain precautions, but I think we need to take what we call a reactive approach, and that is if there's an outbreak, if more than two kids in a classroom test positive, that's when you take an approach, close the classroom down or the school down for about 2 weeks. We've been doing that for years with influenza. We should have that same high vigilant approach now with COVID-19.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The wife of Haiti's assassinated president has made her first statement since being wounded in the attack that killed her husband. Martine Moise denounced her husband's enemies from a Miami hospital where she's being treated for her injuries. But there are some doubts being raised about the assassination of Jovenel Moise. Mike Fortier has more.
Haiti's government is saying over two dozen foreigners, mostly from Colombia, stormed the president's home near Port-au-Prince Wednesday and killed him in the middle of the night. But there are questions about that account. According to TheGuardian.com, a former senator in Haiti told a radio station yesterday the president was assassinated by his own guards, not Colombians. That could explain why none of the president's security guards were hurt in the attack that also injured the first lady. Also, a magazine in Colombia reports, based on an anonymous source, that those Colombians that traveled to Haiti were there to protect the president, not kill him. And a newspaper in Colombia cites a source that says the Colombians didn't arrive at the president's home until at least 90 minutes after the assassination. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Team USA's men's basketball squad suffered their first ever defeat to an African team Saturday when they were upset by Nigeria 90-87. Team USA came into the Olympic warm-up a 28.5-point favorite and sporting a 54-2 record in exhibition games since 1992 when pros began playing for the squad. Nigeria riding their three-point shooting to the victory, hitting 20 of 42 from beyond the arc. The Americans will have four more opportunities to right the ship before heading to Tokyo against Argentina, Spain, and two games against Australia in the next 8 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.